Your mortgage lender, we as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Economists and financial consultants for years have been preaching that globalism is the wave of the future, and anyone who wants to survive in business must ride its surfboard or drown. All of a sudden, Business Week is having second thoughts. The voice of business now says that the United States is no longer the captain of our fate because globalism has overwhelmed Washington's ability to control the economy. As recently as 10 years ago, the United States could set our course for economic growth by tax and spending decisions made by our elected representatives, but no more. By many traditional criteria, our economy is doing great. Unemployment, inflation, and interest rates are low. The stock market is high, and goods are cheaper than ever. But real wages for many U.S. workers are down over the past 5 years and have stagnated for others. Business Week now admits that our weak wage growth is driven by competition from cheap labor in Asia, and that Congress is virtually powerless to make any significant difference. The effects of globalization are not equal. Globalization particularly depresses the wages of the middle class. In the Franklin D. Roosevelt era of the 1930s, conventional wisdom was that socialism, based on government spending to deal with all problems, was the wave of the future. Even Richard Nixon famously said, "We are all Keynesians now." Fortunately, such nonsense died with Watergate and was replaced by Reaganomics and its assumption that government is the problem, not the solution. Now the fashion is to promote globalism as our inevitable future. But that means world socialism, because any free market requires a government to regulate and enforce its rules and contracts. Business Week seems to concede this when it reports that some are now toying with the creation of global institutions to govern the world economy.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Eagle Forum has prepared a powerful video featuring Jesse Helms, John Ashcroft, and Pat Buchanan on how the United States is losing its sovereignty. For a copy of this TV report, call 1-800-726-8096. See the forces working against a strong America. Call 1-800-726-8096 for information. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, world order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for free materials. Get F88-211-1715 and 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
That's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from Arabica bean, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee's healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 ounces for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, you'd want to know about it.
Sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd try it, and I bet one at the office would. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeekey.biz for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. Out now. Thanks.
From the heartland of America comes the harvest of insight entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Dee Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And he's the star of the show. The man says, drive carefully. 90% of people are accidents. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, and we are glad that you're along for this broadcast. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I'm sorts the last few days because of people in and out of the office. I'm in today, but Derry's out. But nonetheless, we have with us, sitting in for Derry Brownfield, Byron Richards. Now, you're familiar with Byron if you're a regular listener of the show. He is founder, director of Wellness Resources. He is a board-certified clinician. Am I using the right word there, Byron?
Clinical nutritionist.
Clinical nutritionist. I appreciate you helping me out. Appreciate you being along with today, Byron.
Pleasure to be with you.
We're going to hand this right over. I know you have a whole slate of things to talk to our listeners about. I know we want to open up the tone lines a little later on, so if you have some questions, maybe didn't get in the last time that Byron hosted the show, the number here is 1-800-973-3778. And without any further ado, Byron, thanks for with us today on the Derry Brownfield Show.
Well, Jeff, it's very nice to be with you and all listeners this morning. There's always so much happening in the air arena, whether it's the FDA. Now we're finding they cannot protect the food supply. People may have suspected this, but that's one issue and one I'm most happy to discuss. I happened to notice this week, though, a very, very troubling study. Actually, it was last week by the Journal of the American Medical Association, so I wanted to address that because I know it affects so many people. It's being carried by the major media. Of course, the Associated Press tipped the drug company studies and them as if they are true. And that, of course, then gets out into society very well. People never really understand what's going on. So we'll certainly fill in today on what is happening here. But the study involves antidepressant medication. And it was what's called a meta-analysis, where the researchers look at based on all the studies in the National Library of Medicine's database and some information, if they can find it, from the drug companies and clinical trials and so on. The long and the short of this new study, however, they are promoting that antidepressants, such as Prozac, are safe and effective and should be considered as an important part of the treatment. That's the conclusion of the lead author, Dr. David Brent, for children. And this, of course, an atrocity. The fact that a major medical journal would publish this is a testament to the fact of how bad the science is in this country, how slant it is, and how a $1 billion operation that is set on prescribing antidepressants and other drugs to our children in an effort to control the minds, alter the minds of our children, seem as a huge profit center. In other words, if we can get a child who's anxious, a child who's irritated, a child who doesn't behave, you know, they get into this public health, which involves the schools now, then all of a sudden we can get them on medications. This is huge, not only from the point of what they're trying to do to our society to undermine the free will of our people. That is the net result of antidepressants. I mean, as a clinician over 20 years, when I see kids go on these antidepressants, spark in their eyes goes away. They start to glaze over. They start to become dead. They start to become unemotional. And they really start to lose their personality and their spark. And you see this happen over and over and over again. And the data on these antidepressants is so suspect. In fact, this most recent study, which was carried all over the place, it was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Now, Robert Johnson was the founder of Johnson & Johnson, who, of course, is one of the largest drug makers in the world. So what do you expect them to find when they start looking at data? And that's exactly what happens here, is that we find out that the information is slanted, it's tilted, it's made so that companies like Johnson & Johnson can promote the sale of their drugs. And that's right, Johnson & Johnson, they actively are involved with promoting drugs like Topamax, which is a migraine medication they make. They promote that for off-label use for depression. They promote the atypical antipsychotic medication to children. The Risperdal they make, we also have Prexa and Seril. These are sold in the billions of dollars to our children, and no proof that they really work very well at all. In fact, in this recent the headlines are saying, well, that you know, you can take these things and you're not going to commit suicide as easily as you might get benefit. Well, studies found only a 10% benefit in children with depression. 10%. Now, that's unbelievable. All these kids be on these medications, and the drugs only have a 10% benefit of improvement in depression, about a 37% improvement for anxiety. But the interesting point about that is that 40% of the people who take these drugs become more anxious. Children really become much more anxious and much more hyper, and start to feel very, very strange mentally. And, of course, they're wanting these to 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 9-year-olds. I mean, the drug companies, I've come to this conclusion that the drug companies don't care about health in anyone per se. The man in these companies cares about selling for profit to as many markets as they can find. And I am appalled that our children have become the primary marketplace for mental control drugs of all kinds. And the reason this is so appalling is because these are the systems in our children are evolving. They need nourishment. They need to be healthy. You know, we have so many chemicals and contaminants in our food supply, in our pollution. We have lead, we have cadmium, we have formaldehyde in the environment. We have neurotoxic pesticides called organophosphates on our food supply. Food colorings, which are rampant in the food supply, which come from coal tar. They're German brain chemicals. We have excessive sugar consumption. We have so many problems we need to deal with. So we'll be back. We'll talk about this. We want to get your call. We want to hear what you have to say.
We'll return right after these messages. Sitting in for Terry Brownfield today, Aaron Richards.
This, the Terry Brownfield Show.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. It's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gets you without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. Less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-2-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a store when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 20% discount. I did.
Okay, it's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Have you a privacy crisis? Odd, or you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally taking phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property and rec numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers can harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. You'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a Social Security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judge, seal your credit files airtight, off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off grid and become self-sufficient with solar power for a lot less than you think. One of Ken's most popular items is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off a third of your electrical. A good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for loads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get your power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, home of all your solar needs.
103, and handling not included.
And we are back, and sitting in for Darien Field today is Byron Richards.
All right, good to be back with you. We're talking about antidepressants. We're talking about the fact that the drug cull pushing these on children has also got control of the scientific journals. We now know, of course, the data in these scientific journals is sus across the boards. We can't really trust it, especially when it comes to drug promotion, because the clinical trial data is slanted, the suicide are withheld from it, they're shunted off into areas of research. A lot of times these drug companies will do research in other countries, or they'll do research on disadvantaged people in this country who when they have an adverse event, they have no way to report it. These are problems that are inherent in our system. And, so the public gets a massaged amount of data that's conducive to the promotion and minimizing of the risks. And the FDA, unfortunately, goes right along with this, which is why I had to write the book, Fight for Your Health, Exposing the FDA's Betray America. I do cover the antidepressants and the antipsychotic medications in that book, their history, how all of this came to be, for those of you who like the additional information on what's actually going on here. But we have a problem, and as a clinical nutritionist working in this field 20 years, I'm often asked by parents, okay, so I have a child, and they're not feeling so good, or they're moody, or they're irritable. What should I do for them? And I'll tell you, the first thing I've always had fix in almost every child who apparently had a phantom illness called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, get them to eat some breakfast that's not some sugar-coated cereal. That's the most fundamental thing you do for your child. Get them some real food at breakfast. Get them some protein. Get them some eggs. Get them something with some substance so they get some stability into their body. That's the one thing that any parent's responsibility is towards helping their child get started on the right. I mean, there's no question that either no breakfast or these high sugar breakfasts that our children are eating that just create mild mood swings and mild behavioral issues, and they get them craving sugar all the rest of the day. I mean, we have so many kids who are sugar addicts, and they're going to eventually get away from that. But long before that, they become moody and irritable. I've talked to many parents over the years, and as soon as they cut back on the sugar, those sugary snacks, which are so detrimental to mood, it's like they're running a chemical rehab facility on their child. I mean, these, the withdrawal symptoms, kids getting off of sugar, is just phenomenal what they go through. But that is the number one thing, is get good breakfast in them and obviously cut down on the sweets. Keep them, the desserts, minor. Don't let them have sweet tooth and grow that way, because it's really quite detrimental. We're going to talk about nutrition and exactly how it helps build up the nerve system, and I really want to get listeners involved here, so give us a call. Number for the show, 800-973-3779, and we would like to hear from you about antidepressants, or anything you've got going on with kids and you want a little bit of feedback on. I'm more than happy to help out. I've helped many thousands of children have a better future without drugs. It is possible to do. It is easy to do. You just have to know the right things.
Byron, we'll be right back.
Jerry Brownfield Show.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how to protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's Privacy Crisis by Aaron Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number, with privacy privacy crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 704-336-2222.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Ford Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and recreation of all types. The excitement of Neil Branson Music Show in Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozark. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, rock climbing are just of the many activities available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our site at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-257-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
1-800-897-3777.
And we are back in for Derry Brown today is Byron Richards. And Byron, we do have a caller, so let's go right phone lines and say hello to Roy in Illinois. Hi, Roy, you're here with Byron Richards.
Byron, what do you think about sugar substitutes such as corn syrup?
The corn syrup, of course, is a horrific compound. I call that the diabetic syrup because regular consumption of it produces tremendous insulin resistance in individuals. There are a lot of sugar substitute, artificial sweeteners and flavorings out there. People, they really get concerned about the taste of sweet because it is a fundamental desire, which is partly good just to acquire food, partly bad because it easily leads to addictive tendencies and skewed taste buds. So I'm actually a big believer in the non-use of artificial sweeteners. Just get sweet flavors from the carbohydrates that you eat and from some natural sweetness. It would be either in the fruit or honey or maple syrup or something in moderation with the meals. That's really the way to go, Roy.
Yeah. You were saying about feeding them at breakfast, but then they go to school. And what do they at school?
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, the snacks at school are something that's really been a detriment. You know, back when we were kids, when we'd go to school, it'd get to be 10:30 outside to run around. Now they've got us all sitting there eating their chemical-contained snacks, if you will, and these things are really detrimental, not only from the perspective of obesity, but also by creating mood swings in the children themselves.
Well, here in Vanna, you know, they believe in putting corn syrup in everything. And some kids cannot stand corn syrup. I have a grandson that will go completely berserk if he gets even a drop of corn syrup in anything.
Well, there are a lot of children who are very allergic to corn syrup products, and part of that now has been the issue that the corn supply is heavily infiltrated genetically modified organisms, which are highly allergic for a certain number of children. So not only has corn been an allergen for a long time anyway, but the genetically modified corn, I'm say, which is now mixed with everything else, for the most part, is a major immunologic challenge for many, many children. It contains a toxin in every cell of the food, and that's not a good thing.
No, it sure isn't, because I've seen the effect of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Roy. Well, thank you very much.
Sure. Bye.
All right. So you know, people are always wondering, well, you know, what do we do for our children? How can we build up their brains? How can we build up their nervous systems? And, you know, I, as the founder and director of Wellness Resources, you know, we pride ourselves in children with nutrition and have for a long time. I've noticed, for example, I mean, one of the targets of these medications is anxiety or sleeplessness or hyperbehavior. Well, did it ever occur that the brain uses basic amino acids in order to be calm? And the key amino acids are taurine and glycine. So myself, as a nutritionist, knowing that, I developed a product, one of them called TriCal, and it's a form of calcium bound to both taurine and glycine. And so the calcium into the nerves and takes the taurine and the glycine with it, naturally relaxes the nerves and calms down behavior. It is a terrific product for children who can't sleep, children who are prone to these little behavioral outbursts that you see every now and then. They can't sit still. It's just providing nutrition to nerves. You know, the evolution did occur with people picking Prozac and Zoloft and Prexa off of trees. This is just not how this works. We got natural nourishment for food. Very, very true for humans that when you know, we evolved in this nutritional environment. When we give the nutrients, the brain will use the nutrients. There are many good nutrients you can use. The vitamins, another extremely important factor. We'll use the coenzyme B vitamins, work directly in the nervous system. Our favorite, one of our favorite combinations that we use with children is something called the Super B complex. The Tri-Cal I was telling you about, and another one called Relaxamag, which is magnesium connected to glycine. These things are just natural nourishment that you can give your children. If you want to find out a little bit more about them, you can check our website. It's wellnessresources.com, or you can even give our office a call. We're happy to help you out there. Our office phone number is 800-717-9355. And whenever I'm on here with Terry, I always give a special offer. So today that offer is a free Fight for Your Health book, any purchase. Doesn't matter what it is. Any purchase of one of our products, give out the free Fight for Your Health book, which explains in great detail how this problem with antidepressants came about, what connection between the companies and the healthcare system, and even how President Bush has got involved with promoting this pain. Of screening all of our children for mental health problems. We have nutritional options. We all need to learn what they are. They are very, very effective. The brain uses nutrition for diet to build brain cells. It's a process that's ongoing. If we remove the irritant chemicals from the supply as much as possible, eat organic where we can, but get rid of the junk out of the food supply. That is so helpful to the building of healthy brain cells. We have so many options that we can do to build this up. It isn't difficult. I've seen children respond almost immediately to this kind of a nutrition approach, and as you give them good nutrition for a period of time, we see that that nutrition gets incorporated into the formation of new brain cells, and so we actually see a significant mood stability improve over the course of time.
We do have to take a break, and we will be.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the conservancy, the Sierra Club, the conservation department. They may think they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is burdened with government restrictions. It's of no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as signed in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually fit out of government hands? I'm speaking about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of Paragon Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-343. That's 1-877-847-3440. Or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Okay, you've been putting off how long? A year, 2 years, longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen, take down this phone number. It's 1-800-577-6185. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleaning, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on. You know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to itself. Try the Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-577-6185. That's 1-800-577-6185. Free 21 days. 1-800-577-6185.
First, take an old-fashioned county fair. Now add a wildly popular internet auction site. And send Noah's Ark. Roll it all together and what do you get? Breederville.com. Breederville.com is for breeders, pet breeders, livestock breeders, all animal breeders, buyers and sellers, domestic and exotics. It's like eBay on the farm, but better. Breederville.com is more online animal auction. It's an internet community that expands the market for small to medium farm-related businesses. By expanding your local market, you remain local and independent. Breeder.com provides live auctions, web stores, online forums, livestock transportation quotes, plus breed showing libraries. Breederville.com business members can promote their business free of charge while earning money for their favorite nonprofit group just by promoting Breederville.com. For more information, visit DairyBreederville.com and click on Breederville.com.
This is the Dee Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says living on Earth is expensive, but it does include a trip around the sun. Derry Brownfield!
Once again, sitting in for Derry Brownfield, here's Bob Richards.
Well, and we're back, and we're taking your calls this morning, so feel free to chime in here. The number's 800-973-3779, and Jeff, I believe we have Diana on the line.
Yes, we do. Diana, you're here with Byron Richards.
Hi, Byron. I speak with you.
Pleasure to speak with you.
I just wanted to see if there's any of listeners that are skeptical about what you're saying with the health of this country. I've been a RN since 1984. I have never seen the amount of diabetics, asthmatics, the allergies. Unbelievable what's happened in the 20 years I've been in nursing.
Well, Diana, when you first started, were there even any type 2 diabetics in the adolescent population?
I don't remember any.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
I didn't work a lot with children, but I did work in a pediatrician's office for 2 years a long time ago, and I don't remember any.
Well, I know back when I, in the late 70s, so on, when I was first with so many children as clients, and none of them had, they were all type 1, who, if they were diabetic, in other words, they needed insulin. And then all of a sudden, we went into this large outbreak of type 2 diabetes in our adolescent population due to the very, very poor quality of eating and whatnot of our children. It's been remarkable, I think.
Well, I work with a prison population now, and the younger ones, it's just unbelievable how insulin-dependent diabetics we have that are in their 20s. And they're not even overweight.
No.
But what I wanted to say was that I got some of your thyroid helper package with the multivitamin and
sure.
the Iosol. It's phenomenal stuff. I would say that I feel 80% better than I did when I started taking it. I've been losing weight, and I haven't even been doing anything other than that. And what I wanted to ask you is I have a 12-year-old. Is that okay to give her at the dosage that I take?
It depends on weight of the child. So at 12, they may be, you know, pretty close to adult weight. And what we're talking about here is a kind of a metabolic booster package where we use the daily energy multivitamin and thyroid helper and something called Iosol iodine. And 2 to 3 a day of each of the products is good. And a drop of the iodine in 1 day is really, really helpful.
It is.
You know, the nutrients are used very effectively in the body to boost metabolism, you know, just to get the natural raw materials this need to make energy. It really quite well.
It really does. So that would be okay if I have the same dosage, but I'm sure about 110.
There's really no problem with giving those to children. I mean, it really helps them, especially for the younger women entering puberty. They need thyroid support. Otherwise, if they're imbalanced at that age, they'll start to gain a lot of extra weight from the estrogen surges that they're going through at that time.
Okay.
So proper thyroid support and eating well are just really, really important in our children.
Well, we've gone organic here, and I have Berkey water filter, and I don't even go into the middle of the grocery store anymore. I stick to the produce and get out of there.
And you're the survival guide.
Oh, no kidding. Don't even go in the middle of the grocery store. Anything that comes in a box, stay away from it.
That's right. The new hunter-gatherer.
No kidding.
Navigate the grocery store.
Well, I think you have cool stuff, and I've been going through your site, and I've learned so much. And I appreciate the work that you do out there.
Well, thank you very much, Diana. In fact, our company, I just writing a new catalog, which is some 80 pages long. It's kind of like a book on nutrition. It's the first catalog of its type I've ever seen written. And if any of the listeners would like a copy of it, by all means, just feel free to give us a call. We'd be happy to send one out to you. Our phone number is 800-717-9355. And you can visit us online at wellnessresource.com. And for any of you want to pick up any terrific products, we are offering a free copy of Fire Health, Exposing the FDA's Betrayal of America with any purchase today as a listener of the Derry Brownfield Show.
Diana, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to John in California. He also has a question comment. John, you're on the air with Byron Richards.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, John?
Not bad. Hey, listen, I just wonder if you've heard of the glycobiology technology that's come out in the last few years. Actually, supposedly goes back to 81.
Well, of course, John. We're talking about glyconutrients and so on. I mean, these things, I know there's one company out there that promotes them rather heavily. As the be-all and end-all, I'm not quite in that camp. Do use a lot of glyconutrients, who may not understand them. They are cell sugar molecules that essentially assist in communication. Our bodies use fibers and whatnot in our diets. Primarily, this is where they come from. Fibers have very unique sugars. My favorite one, actually, which I've used for, ever since it came to market, is a product called arabinogalactin, which is a branched sugar compound, which is phenomenal for just general immune support. And because we use it as a powder, you can mix it in a little water. It doesn't taste like much of anything, dissolves pretty late. Give it to your kids before they go to school, daycare. It is tremendous immune support, and because it's just a carbohydrate, it has absolutely no toxicity in any dose, and is very, very effective.
How is that in your catalog?
That is in the catalog. It's on the website. The product is called Immune Plus.
Immune?
Yes, the product is just simply called Immune Plus. And, yeah, the name of our product, and we've had so much success with that. I mean, you know, especially with these children who keep getting sick all the time and they get the recurring ear problems and whatnot. I mean, that has helped out so many families and kids. And it's great for adults as well. I mean, it really works for anybody. But I'm kind of trying to focus a bit on the children today simply because they become the market for companies, and I just find that to be atrocious.
Right. Are you familiar with a company called Manatech?
I am, and they've been marketing the glyconutrients. I'll have to say something, though. You know, I'm a big believer in the rights of people to, you know, run their own business and to promote health and to be, you know, independent distributors. I think that's all great. I think that's part of the American dream. But the head of Manatech has done more to undermine health freedom in this country by not supporting, you know, people actually. The whole thing with Kodak and the vitamin regulations that are going on internationally, that particular person has really done a number on misinforming his entire network. I just find that reprehensible.
Well, what worries me is that Manatech is a multiple marketing scheme. I got on their website, and there's a lot of negative stuff about it, but I'm definitely going to check your blog on it, Byron. So
yeah, we're a family business. We've been around 20 years, and we're happy to help. So yeah, check us out. It's wellresources.com, or give us a call, and we'd be happy to send out the catalog, 800-717-9355.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Appreciate the call, John. Byron, we have open phone lines at 1-800-973-3779 in about a minute and a half before our next break.
All right, so, you know, one of the things I also want to talk about is the FDA and the food supply. I mean, we have really been, it's been a big wake-up call. The pet catastrophe that happened where the melamine toxin was added, supposedly now intentionally, somewhere along the production line to boost the protein content of food that was being fed to our pet. There was as much as 6% of pollutant toxin chemical added to the food supply. Well, that was just the tip of the iceberg, because now we're finding that the FDA is freely admitting that they have no control over food imports whatsoever. They inspect 1% of the food coming into this country, and of the 1% they inspect, always find problems with it. You know, so there's at least 6% problems with the one they're inspecting, which means of the 99% they're not inspecting, at least 6% of our food coming in from other countries is contaminated, and the FDA has absolutely no way to control this, and so on. Even with this pet food, they're now finding that it went to some hogs, a hog farm, and then they're having to do a recall on all of the work and whatnot that came from a particular hog farm. And we're seeing that the FDA is just completely unable to do its job. And one thing that, you know, people will think is, and shouldn't we give them more money so that they can do the job? And they're using this their advantage. And what we really need is a whole new operation here, because the FDA that we have is completely and hopelessly broken and a puppet for Big Pharma. And what they're doing with our food supply is atrocious. in the first place, improving genetically modified organisms, altering the actual nature of food itself, and then not even able to protect us. So I'd like to hear what the listeners also have to say on that topic. Again, it's 800-733-7779. Give us a call and be involved.
This is the Brownfield Show.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path paying excessive amounts of interest to lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and up in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinance, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30 mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit riskreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 800-281-5094. Ask about RBD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I had you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall into those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
You sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure. Now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it, earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic source that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click our web banner for more information and ordering.
79 Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And we are back with our guest, Byron Richards, our guest host today, sitting in for Derry. And we go back to the phone lines and say hello to Brad in Big D in Texas. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Byron, I have a 3-year-old boy, and he's had kind of a tick ever since, he was an infant, where, when he gets something in his head, he stick his arms out behind him and plays his hands. Now, he's kind of controlled that, but he still has a grimace, kind of a grimace look on us. And this happens periodically. It could happen 10 times a day, maybe 2 times a day. And we've had him to every neurologist there is in the Dallas area here, and they don't know what it is. And they've got him on Strattera right now, and they just keep increasing the dosage without any results. So we're about to stop that. Now, this Immune Plus that you just spoke about, does this have the glyconutrients in it?
Yeah, it is a glyconutrient. It's a branched polysaccharide, and it's very, very safe, especially good for immune support. And so a lot of the children with the ticks actually have digestive problems where the toxicity from their digestive tract is irritating the nervous system. It's kind of coming back in. It's like plum going the wrong direction, if you will. And so whenever you're dealing with any kind of neurologic abnormality, you're always wanting to assess the function of the digestive tract. The basic nutrients, however, can really help nerves relax, the nerve muscle function improve, are the ones I was discussing earlier, which are the B ones, like the super B complex, and the trial and the relithamag, which naturally relax nerves so that any kind of tension in nerves just doesn't involuntarily shoot out to kind of a muddle and cause a twitch. And we see that with the good basic nutrition, and if needed, working with the digestive tract, these kind of ticky problems will clear up invariably. I mean, they're not that hard to get rid of. So those are some things you can do, Brad.
B complex, Tri-Cal, what was the last one?
You need the coenzyme Bs. We call it Super B complex. Check it out on our website, wellnessresources.com.
Right. And you said Tri-Cal, what was the last? Relax?
Relax-a-mag. Natural minerals that calm the nerves. They work extremely well.
Now, he has a BM about every other day, so that's, like you said, that's probably one of the problems. And
that would be the first thing to address, along with just nutrition for the nerves. So the Immune Plus can help that. We have something else for kids a lot called GI Soother that can help move the digestive tract along and get some of the problems that might be there. But the excessive wrong fermentation is always going on when someone has not going regularly. That's a big part of the problem for the system.
Okay. I appreciate your help, Byron.
You bet, Ben.
And we appreciate the call. Let's go to Nisa in Alaska. You're on the air with Byron.
Hi, Nisa. Good morning. I just wanted to say I do use your Relax-A-Mag and your Immune Plus. It's helped me a lot with migraines and some things like that.
Oh, that's terrific. And
the other thing is I just wanted to say something about your former statement about the sweeteners and things for children.
Mm-hmm.
Could you maybe address the fact that everybody should stay away from aspartame and all those kind of things?
Oh, yeah. Well, aspartame is very nasty. It converts to grain alcohol as it's metabolized, which is a potent neurotoxin, very capable of upsetting the digestive tract as well. And so you're absolutely right. The need to stay away from these artificial chemicals needlessly added to the food lie, which are at the root of a lot of addictions that people have around food. It's just very important to get rid of them out of the food supply wherever we can and not eat them.
We'll take a break.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel.
Hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry. How are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give a plug for your Common Sense Chronicle. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. It put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber all? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, and only the way Derry say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, send $24.95, check, cash, or money to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Gold prices jumped over $690 an ounce Friday for an eighth consecutive weekly rise on higher oil, a lower dollar, and proposed new EF funds. Gold on Friday up $7.30 to $690.60 an ounce, while silver rose 25 cents to $13.91 an ounce. Now cresting $12,900, what better time to take some profit off the table and move it into gold, says Swiss America CEO Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You can hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD, Craig R. Smith.
And we're stretched. Just time for a few more calls. Let's say hello to Lee in Missouri. You're on the air with Byron Richards.
Hey, Byron. How you doing?
I'm terrific, Lee. How are you?
Hey, I'm interested in, maybe you know something about around here and all around the world, bees are dying. And I wanted to know what you think about how it affects the food supply and if they're going to start making more food. If there's something happens to the food supply, genetically modified corn and stuff is going to be made into more of the food.
Well, it may indeed be that, and nobody knows right now. I mean, there's a lot of scientists to look at what happened to these bees. They have what's called colony collapse disorder, and this is something where they fly away from their colonies and don't come back, and the colony just dies, and it's a terrible problem. It affects a large portion, some of the foods in our food supply that require bee pollination, of course. And, of course, you know, it's either the chemicals on the foods themselves that are killing the bees, or with genetically modified food, I think what a lot of people understand is that there is viral motor gene placed into every cell, which is a food. And so what these viral promoters can do is interact with viruses and promote them so that they create the food in the first place. But they are particularly, mathematically anyway, dangerous in terms of creating some kind of a virus in the food supply. And it's one that certainly could have affected honeybees. And so we've got some real issues. We are indeed conducting an experiment on our food supply, and bees may have been one of the first major casualties. And like the pet food, call, we better wake up, because all the FDA is doing is forwarding the interest of the big agricultural companies and big pharma, and this is not in the best interest of the people of our country.
Thanks for the call, Lee. Our last call of the day, Ed in Missouri. You're on the air, Ed.
Hello. Boy, I'd like to talk to you about the bees, but I promised I'd say something about the melanin.
Yes.
He said that there was 6% melamine added to the foods.
They found some samples. The FDA identified up to 6% melamine contamination in some of the pet food. Yes.
Well, see, melamine is used along with formaldehyde to make resins, and I'm wondering to what extent the formaldehyde melamine resins are what's being really added.
Well, that is being added.
That what being
that's
added?
What they were finding in China was that the company there was pretending not manufacturing any of wheat gluten, when in fact they were, as they're now getting the wrath of investigative journalists, and they were actually posting ads asking for melamine to be sent to them from the chemical industry. So they were using this kind of melamine that's used in the fire retardants in a lot of our products.
Well, the problem is that formaldehyde ends up in formic acid, and this formaldehyde and the cell in the fat cells, and if that's in the human aspect, boy, we're going to really suffer even than from equal.
Yeah, well, it's a problem, and there's no about it. The point is that the FDA has no control over what's come to the country, and they're expecting the manufacturers to police themselves, and manufacturers from a country we have absolutely no control over whatsoever. We're letting a lot of food come in from that country. We have a big problem on our hands.
Part of the problem is the inspector generals of the USDA and FDA are on the take from big agribusiness and, like you said, from big pharma.
Well, that's right, and that's why I wrote the book, Fight for Your Health, using the FDA betrayal of America. And I want to say one more time that if you want the whole story of how this happened, get the book. It's free with any free today with any purchase of anything from our website or call. Our website's wellnessresources.com, or give our office call at 800-717-935, and we'll be happy to send out that book with any order of one of our terrific products.
Byron, we're out of time. We appreciate you filling in for day today, and when you make those orders for Wellness Resource, be sure to tell them that Darren Chet. We got to go. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Until we meet again, happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
I'll sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With recent international flight from the dollar, confusing. How to protect your wealth.